Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. It is Friday, April 4th, 2014, and I'm Leanne McAdoo. Here's what's coming up tonight.
Tonight, a new report shows that the NSA is changing people's search habits. Then, reports of a Georgia officer pulling a gun on fifth graders. And Michigan police use military hardware to track phone calls. That's next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
The new service will be sucking black boots as they kick you in the face and then taking your shirt off when they shoot you in the chest. That'll be the patriotic duty.
Well, thought crime is here. One week they're banning the word bossy, and another week they're banning questions altogether. At least that's when you're asking tough questions of authoritarians. This time, it's a Connecticut student. He was suspended for asking a governor questions about gun control during an appearance at a public forum. The student, Nicholas Saucier, approached Democratic Governor Daniel Malloy after a campus event at his community college. He asked him to address his support for gun control legislation, which Saucier claims has negatively impacted his ammunition manufacturing business. Now, as this video shows, Saucier was polite and courteous and was simply asking legitimate questions of his elected representative. The governor, of course, declined to comment, got in a car, and drove off. But the principal of the community college is seen trying to push Saucier away from the governor before calling campus police, claiming that he verbally attacked the governor. That's right. When you ask tough questions now, you are verbally attacking people. Now, Saucier was then charged with harassment and making threats, among other violations of the college's conduct policy. The college refused to review the video evidence of the incident, and he was suspended on the grounds that his continued presence at the school would present a danger to the persons, property, and/or academic process of the college. Meanwhile, this is the academic process that violated his rights to due process by failing to allow him to show the video in his trial there at the college that proved that he was just exercising his First Amendment right. He wasn't harassing the governor. He was being polite and respectful, and they would not allow that to be shown. So much for academic process there. So not only did this college violate his First Amendment rights, but they violated his rights to due process, all because he was asking tough questions of his elected representative. So isn't this what colleges are supposed to be teaching students, educating them on how public policy works and how to engage in democracy? But no, not anymore. Not when your questions are the tough, real questions for authoritarians, when they counter the agenda of the establishment. Then you are being verbally abusive. But it's not just questions about the Second Amendment that are in danger. It's the entire Second Amendment itself that could be in jeopardy. In fact, the entire U.S. Constitution could be up for review after Michigan became the 34th state to vote in favor of a constitutional convention. It satisfies a rule that states America's founding document can be amended if two-thirds of state legislatures approve the measure. Now, while some would welcome the opportunity to amend the Constitution to institute fiscal conservatism, others fear the move could easily be hijacked to negate parts of the document that protect fundamental liberties, such as the right to bear arms and freedom of speech. Now, of course, this would be an unprecedented move to amend the Constitution, and we already can see the writing on the wall. We already see that they are really doubling down on doing away with the Second Amendment, or at least amending it to say that only the militia can have guns and that you and I do not have the right, even though it's currently our Second Amendment right. It shall not be infringed, but they're going to do away with that. They want to amend the First Amendment and say who's a journalist, who isn't a journalist. We can see the writing on the wall, so of course this would be an unprecedented move. We'll have to stay tuned to see what happens with this constitutional convention. But while our right to bear arms is being infringed upon, police are getting away with doing whatever they want with their guns. They can point it and shoot it whoever they want, homeless men who aren't posing any threat, and children. This time, police in Georgia forced a group of fifth graders to the ground at gunpoint this week, as the kids were attempting to build a tree fort in their own neighborhood. Now, according to 911 calls, a neighbor noticed the children chopping off tree limbs and said the activity was hurting the environment and creating tripping hazards. So this, of course, had the police who arrived at the scene to find 11-year-old Amari Grant and his friends playing in a small patch of trees. This prompted at least one officer to reportedly draw his firearm and force the boys to the ground, as if they were robbing a bank or something.
I was thinking that I don't want to be shot today, so I just listened to what they said immediately as they said.
So, of course, that's complete insanity when the police are pointing guns at our children. At least the little boy didn't get shot this time. But the nosy neighbor who called 911 and reported these environmental hazards, she was pretty surprised to find out that that little nanny state phone call resulted in a gun being pointed at these kids. I'm sure that wasn't the effect she was going for. But that's what's absolutely ridiculous about this, is that they are building this prison up around us, and we're just, you know, helping them lay the bricks. But we have even more video of out-of-control police officers and violation of people's rights. This one appears to be a police forcibly entering a man's home without a warrant. And then the cop tells 26-year-old Donrell Bro that he is going to be arrested. Bro reacts by saying, "You're scaring me." And he's asking the cop, why is he entering his home? Why is he being arrested? And Bro asks the officer his name. The cop responds, "I'm not answering you. You answer to me," before tackling Bro and attempting to handcuff him. And he says, "You're under arrest for resisting an officer." Now, the man goes on to beg the officer, "Please don't shoot me. Please don't shoot me. I'm scared. I'm scared. I'll do whatever you say." And the cop then, he goes on to cuff the man. He's like, "I'm sorry, you know, I'll do whatever you say." Clearly not resisting arrest. Clearly not. He's like, "What are you doing in my home? What is happening?" He went on to be charged with resisting arrest and assaulting an officer. The officer never did say why he was there or what happened. But keep the cameras rolling, because hopefully whatever this video evidence can be presented to show that this man wasn't resisting arrest. He wasn't doing anything. But that's what happens, is the cops just do whatever they want, and it's their word against yours, and they'll just throw all kinds of charges at you and hoping that you'll just take a plea or something. But this is where we're at, out of control police, and that's because the tyranny starts at the top. Why are they going to obey the law and uphold their oath if the people at the very top are not? And if we here on the local level are not taking our police to count, then why are they ever going to stop? Why are they ever going to stop if we don't stand up to tyranny? And now, of course, we've got the prospect of a constitutional convention to try and infringe on our rights even more. But it's not like any of those who are in power are obeying the Constitution anyway. They're going to get away with as much as people will let them. Now, again, we have here in Michigan, the police there are going to soon be using a hailstorm device to track people's cell phone calls. Now, this is similar to the Stingray cell phone tracking system we reported on earlier this year that's secretly being used by police in Florida and California. The Department of Justice issued a memorandum in 2011 admitting that the use of the device constituted a Fourth Amendment search and seizure. Now, the FBI characterized the tracking device as a vital component used as the agency strives to protect our country and its people. Now, the undersheriff, Michael McCabe of the Oakland County Police, argued the hailstorm device will be used to help us capture fugitives from the law, people wanted for murder and rape. Adding the device, purchased with a Homeland Security grant, is not a tool to spy on people. Right, because we can always count on them to do what they are authorized to do. Now, a FOIA request that was sent over by a local newspaper was turned back, saying that information about the device is protected under anti-terror laws and includes investigating records compiled for law enforcement purposes that would disclose law enforcement investigative techniques or procedures. So there you go, once again, not allowed to ask questions, and then they can just put this umbrella of anti-terror protection so they don't have to answer to you, they don't have to let you know what they are up to, and they can basically just get away with anything. And you, slaves, are not allowed to ask questions about anything. Do not commit thought crime. Now, that is the effect that this mass surveillance society is going to have. People are going to start changing their habits, doing what they need to do to not be surveilled or not do anything that's going to put them on the no-fly list or And I was actually speaking with John Rappaport about this last week, about the NSA revelations and how the slow drip every few months of the NSA revelations is just kind of putting it in people's minds that this surveillance society exists and is almost a form of social conditioning. Well, now a new poll shows that this is actually true. People are acclimating to the society, and it's nearly half of all Americans have changed their internet habits over NSA spying. Now, the poll was conducted by ESET by Harris Interactive, Inc., and it found that 47% of Americans have changed their behavior and think more carefully about where they go, what they say, and what they do online. More than half of those, 26%, said they are conducting fewer financial transactions online, including reducing their online shopping habits and online banking. It found that Americans were even less comfortable using email, with 24% of respondents saying that they were less inclined to communicate via email. But surprisingly, people were more likely to trust the NSA to protect their private information than they were to trust Facebook or Google to keep their information safe. Well, at least people are recognizing the fact that these corporations are not out for their best interests or to make their experience online better. They are trying to categorize all of us and achieve total information awareness. Now, coming up, I have a special report about some victories for the First and Fourth Amendment, where people have actually stood up to tyranny and been successful. And that was a huge theme in the new Captain America movie. A lot of the InfoWars crew went and watched it last night. Standing up to tyranny, not just buying into this idea that the police state and total surveillance and total information awareness is in the hands of the globalists is inevitable. And that's what we're hearing a lot, is that it's going to happen. It's inevitable. Just assimilate and get with it and don't try to fight it. Don't try to stand up to it. This new world order, they will build it. But that is false. All it takes is for one person to stand up to tyranny and say, I'm not buying into this new world order that you're trying to build up around us. That will create the ripple effect. People seeing you stand up and succeed when you stand up against tyranny, that is all it takes to make some real change. And that's where we're at, because we have been co-opted, America and the world. So it is definitely time to stand up. So stick around, and you're definitely going to want to check out the InfoWars crew review of Captain America. But heads up, there are a ton of spoilers. So check it out.
Celebrate the spirit of freedom and liberty upon which our nation was founded at InfoWarsShop.com. Molon Lave is ancient Greek for come and take it. This popular design combines both classic Greek Spartan imagery with modern M16 assault rifles. Now available in women's tees and proudly made in the USA. And now you can protect yourself from corrupt cops with the InfoWars dash cam. It's your car's black box that records all that the driver sees and hears. And introducing the Block It Pocket. It renders your phone undetectable while protecting your private data and your health. Or take back your privacy and protect your personal information by getting your very own detractor cell phone pouch. So get incredibly high quality freedom-based products and help fund the revolution at InfoWarsShop.com.
The globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. The key is to be aware of this attack and to fight back against it. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula, sourced from powerful natural organic herbs harvested around the planet and then concentrated for maximum potency. I've always believed in nutrition and herbs. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Standing up to tyrants sometimes has a price, and sometimes it has a sack of cash and sweet victory for the First and Fourth Amendment.
A teenager who was forced to hand over her Facebook password to school officials so they could read her private messages has been awarded $70,000 in damages. Riley Stratton was just 13 when she posted to Facebook 2 years ago that she hated a school hall monitor because she was mean. She received an in-school suspension at the time, even though her comments were made outside of the school halls, and she was merely just stating her opinion. Now, following this incident, a mother complained to school officials that Riley had been having inappropriate conversations with her son online. This time, school officials demanded her password, and as the deputy sheriff looked on, they looked through her private Facebook account. The school says they just did it to make children aware that their actions outside of school can harm them. Fair enough, but the school agreed to pay $70,000 in damages and rewrite its policies after violating Riley's constitutional rights by viewing her online accounts.
She's a professor, and she steals signs.
In the wake of the prosecution of UC Santa Barbara professor Marielle Miller Young for stealing and destroying a pro-life protester sign and then allegedly assaulting the protester, the school has sent out a letter urging students to respect the right of free speech, even if you disagree with that message. The letter says, "Freedom and rights are not situational. We either have freedom of speech or we do not. We cannot pick and choose which views are allowed to be aired and who is allowed to speak. If that were the case, then only those in charge, those holding power, would determine who gets to speak and whose views are heard." And a Cincinnati attorney whose class action suit successfully shut down controversial traffic cameras in one Ohio city is now going after traffic cameras in nearby cities. Attorney Mike Allen said, "Automatic traffic enforcement systems are often more about raising revenues for cash-strapped municipalities than they are for improving traffic safety." The three opto traffic cameras set up in Elmwood Place in 2012 ticketed any vehicle going more than 5 miles per hour above the speed limit. The cameras produced more than 6,000 tickets in the first month alone. That's triple the village's population, and some motorists were cited multiple times. But a judge last year ruled the cameras were illegal and ordered the village to shut them down, calling the cameras a money grab and a scam motorists can't win. Judge Ruhlman ruled the camera system violated Ohio's constitution and rules on judicial process and public notice, ordering the city to refund the nearly $2 million it had collected in fines from the cameras. And when Bank of America wrongfully foreclosed on homeowners who didn't owe the bank a dime since they paid for their house in cash, a judge ordered Bank of America to pay the couple's attorney fees. But when the bank failed to pay up, the couple's attorney got a judge's permission to seize the bank's assets.
It's sad that it gets to a point where a corporation can't manage its policies and procedures internally and has to resort to something this drastic to get their attention.
And then we are passive as a public, and so it sets a precedent. And that's why it's important to be aggressive. Go ahead.
It's only when you make noise and when you, demand attention and demand them to do what's right that you'll get some response from the bank. It just happened to be in my case that I had to speak really loud and have lots of cameras before they responded.
Moral of the story, it pays to stand up to tyranny.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee. And it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
All right, it's the InfoWars crew review of Captain America Winter Soldier. We got the crew here. We have Chris from our shipping department, of course, Leanne McAdoo, Beast Mode, Kit Daniels wrecking up the press conferences. So we're going to give you the review. This is a spoiler alert, spoiler alert. We're going to ruin this whole movie, or I'm going to do my best to. All right, first of all, let's talk about S.H.I.E.L.D. because in the comics, S.H.I.E.L.D. is more of a Black Ops deal. The way they portray it in the films and also in the Ultimate comic book line is more of a DHS. Right, so we have S.H.I.E.L.D., we have DHS in the real world stacking up over a billion bullets. We have DHS in the real world having paper targets of children and all that. The Viper teams, the TSA on the streets, it's your liberty for your security. And I'll talk more about that here in a little bit, but first let's go down the line and see what everybody else has to say.
Nick Fury takes over the weapons like Benghazi.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Absolutely. It's like you have to choose a side. America has been infiltrated. And the scientist, I mean, you see just how far this goes back, how far back the plan goes. Here he's working with analog computing, and it really reminds me of Ray Kurzweil going to work with Google, because only can Kurzweil, this mad scientist who wants to upload his mind and live forever and upload his brain, he needs Google in order to have that computing power to make this happen. So it's almost like we're going to see that happening in the future. And they're dealing with analog here in this movie, where Captain America, that's what he represents. And then his friend slash foe represents, you know, the science that's going beyond what Kurzweil's science is going to do. And there it's almost asking that question, like, at what point, when you merge man and machine, do you, you know, are you able to remain human? And it's amazing.
Speaking of the two boys that knew each other, the enemy,
Marcos Morales, InfoWars Nightly News director,
famous button pusher, those two brothers were at odds, and it was like a metaphor for a Civil War type of mentality. And you saw that with their arms built up before Nick Fury reveals the entire arsenal they've been building up that will be taken over by evil forces. He justifies the arms buildup by talking about a story about his grandfather showing a gun as in a self-defense situation. And he said, my grandfather loved people, but he didn't trust them very much. And he justified the arms buildup to himself. And then we see later, of course, the bad guy comes in. They take the weapons. They turn them on the people who they were meant to protect. And he justifies it the same way or in a different way to himself. Pretty much the same way. We have the same motives. Peace, order. But he went the route of stripping people of their freedoms, taking away things from people, killing people in order to provide order and peace.
That's exactly right. And I liked how Nick Fury's grandpa was a concealed carrier. I love that aspect to it. Now let's see superstar writer Kit Daniels.
The whole movie is like something the project of New American Century or some other neoconservative think tank would dream of. One thing I noticed references to total information awareness, where everything that our past behavior is known to them so they can predict what we're going to do in the future. And it's also, it's like the surveillance state in the movie is a given. We see them trying to shut down like stoplights and videotaping everybody through all sorts of cameras and securities, lenses, and so on and so forth. And in a way, it's a little bit sad to me that there's not really, like in movies like this, there's not a discussion beforehand about it. It's just a given. Like, there's not a discussion, and there's hardly a discussion, but there should be.
That's exactly right. Now, there's another angle. The Winter Soldier himself, he's kind of an MK Ultra type character, right? So he's this guy. He was lost in the first Captain America movie. He comes back, has no memory of his training, of who Captain America himself is. So he has a, you know, kind of MK Ultra thing going on. And big spoiler for everybody who has actually seen the movie, if you watched the end credits and you didn't know who the people were who were in the cages, those are Magneto, Children, Quicksilver, and also the Scarlet Witch. I do believe they're going to be in the next X-Men movie, so you can watch out for that. Any final thoughts, guys, on this film? What would you guys give it on the Paul Revere? Paul Revere. Let's start with Chris. Chris, what do you think? One to five, Paul Revere's, five being the best. What do you think about this movie?
Thumbs up on the number six. Give it a thumbs up.
You say six Paul Revere's. Okay. All right, Kit.
I'd say go see it.
I'd say 4.5. But one thing I will mention is what I really like how Captain America is portrayed in this movie is that he is national sovereignty. He is. In a way, he's like the symbolism of the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. He's the one thing that's standing. His shield is literally a shield.
His weapon of choice is a defense.
Exactly.
Defense.
So it's like he's standing up to globalists in a sense, and that's something we should all inspire to be. We should all be Captain America.
Mm. InfoWars crew.
Hold on. Leon, what do you think? What do you think on a scale of 1 to 5, Paul Revere?
I'm going to have to say 4.5. I mean, I think it was pretty amazing. I really enjoyed it. And just for the entertainment aspect, it's amazing. But it's definitely going to get the subliminal messages into the masses about, you know, the globalists and the powers that be up there clinking their champagne glasses. Like, they think that they're building a better world by destroying the world, the America that was created.
Yeah, and I gotta give it to Marvel because we saw movies that straight up sucked, like Iron Man 3, but they had the false flag angle, they had the puppet dictator angle, talking about Bin Laden and all this other stuff going on. So I like what Marvel's doing as opposed to what DC's doing in the movies with, for example, the second Batman movie, The Dark Knight Returns, and Batman's like, I have to spy on you to keep you safe. And Batman's my favorite character, but I didn't like that aspect of this thing. So Marvel, I think they're doing pretty well overall. I'll give this one 4.5. I think the original Captain America to a mass audience is probably more entertaining, but for people who are awake or, you know, can catch the inklings of these things going on, I'd say this is probably a better movie for that. So InfoWars, Crew Revere, Captain America, Winter Soldier. Go see it. I think it's pretty good, and we look forward to giving you guys more as the summer continues.
And I highly recommend going to see it with comic book nerds.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Something you should all go see.
Well, that's it for the show tonight. Thank you for watching, and we will be back here Monday at 7 p.m. Central. Now stay tuned for a special report filed by Alex Jones.
Tune in to PrisonPlanet.tv for an extended broadcast.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Across the Northern Hemisphere in 2013 and early 2014, we have seen record low temperatures, some of them the coldest temperatures ever recorded in the last 300 years since thermometers were invented. The Great Lakes entirely froze over. the Arctic and Antarctic, in their respective winters, saw record growth in the ice. But what does Al Gore and CNN and MSNBC and the UN and the BBC do? They show you weather satellites from the poles during the summers and show the ice shrinking, as it's always done for thousands of years with the northern and southern passages that were even documented in the time of the Vikings. They lie to people and say that penguins cannot swim in the Antarctic and that in the Arctic, polar bears are dying, even though National Geographic has to admit polar bear numbers are up fivefold since the 1950s and are now invading areas not previously known to be in their range. But that doesn't matter. Obama said you could keep your doctor. Then he said he never said you could keep your doctor.
If you've got health care already, then you can keep your plan if you are satisfied with it.
If you like the plan you have, you can keep it.
I intend to keep this promise. If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
If you like your plan and your doctor, you can keep them.
He said it wouldn't raise your premium, even though it did. So why not tell you that polar bears can't swim? Why not tell school kids they're all going to die if we don't pay Al Gore and the UN trillions of dollars in carbon taxes? Well, now because they're losing the debate, and it's been shown in the UN's own numbers that since the mid-90s, the Earth's temperature has actually dropped slightly, that there are natural cycles, they can't deal with those facts. So, all over British and European news, but also here in the U.S., we've seen professors and others come out and call for the arrest of people that question anthropogenic or man-made global warming. And the latest is in the Times of London. With a straight face, one of the biggest papers in England, talks about ministers and the committee in Parliament calling for people to not be allowed, including members of government, to question the, quote, consensus that man-made global warming is not man-made. Well, there is no consensus. In fact, the facade of the consensus is collapsing. The consensus is forming that the only thing that's steady is change itself. If you want to see the article, the headline is Crackdown Ordered on Climate Change Skeptics. That sounds like something out of the old Soviet Union. Then we segue into Al Gore and his new move to produce a Inconvenient Truth Part 2 with new lies for old. Bottom line, we have an authoritarian movement on the so-called left that is seeking to not just tax every form of human activity and track it, but to also silence anyone that would dare challenge it. These people are not liberals. They are out-of-control authoritarians. But I wanted to reach out to some of the mainline supporters of this who really mean well, and I want to discuss some of the real environmental threats to this planet. Open-air genetic engineering of plants for pharmacological crops where viruses and bacteria are mixed into the genetic code of mainline staple food crops that then infect the entire family of, say, corn or canola has been proven in major studies to cross the genetic line into animals and humans that eat it, damaging our DNA. We know that toxic waste dumping is a serious problem. We know that overfishing in many areas is a serious issue. We know that the development of superbugs because of the overuse of antibiotics is threatening not just human life, but much of animal life on this planet. But when you enter into the equation, Earth changes and giant asteroids, a 2 mile across nickel asteroid would be estimated to be the equivalent of thousands of Hiroshimas or Nagasakis. And that's something that humans don't have control over. That's something that paying a tax to Al Gore will not fix. Then you enter volcanic and seismic activity. Huge earthquakes from Chile to off the coasts of Japan in the last few weeks, as well as California, as the Pacific Rim heats up. But government scientists tell us, don't worry, in the geological record, big events like this only happen every few 100,000 years, and we don't think we're due. They have no idea on the real geological line how often these events really happen. But what we know is many civilizations have been destroyed or damaged by them. We know the world is hit by huge earthquakes and tsunamis on a routine basis, causing tens of thousands to die every single year. But because these are threats that the government can't even pretend to control, they tell us it's no big deal, it's not an issue. I go back to this all the time. Honeybees kill more than 200 people a year in the U.S. alone, more than international terrorism combined. But we're not seeing Homeland Security checkpoints out on the road to stop honeybees because it's something that we know is just a risk in the environment inherently, just like earthquakes, just like tsunamis. What do you do to mitigate against earthquakes and tsunamis? You don't live in those zones, or you live in a home that is designed to mitigate the danger from living in those zones. The truth is, the greatest danger historically is government. In the 20th century, according to the University of Hawaii, 262 million innocents, non-military personnel, were killed by government, were executed, were murdered, in many cases raped and tortured before they were killed. Statistically, it's not earthquakes, it's not asteroids, it's not flesh-eating bacteria, it's not cigarettes, it's not firearms, it's not honeybees, it's not great white sharks that are the danger that kill five people a year but everybody's scared of them. No, ladies and gentlemen, it's government taken over by out-of-control criminal interest. And when governments start trying to say, we're not going to let you be pro-Second Amendment, or we're not going to let you promote your views on climate and the fact that the earth is always going through changes, we're going to shut you up, we're not going to let television have you on as guests, that's what they're proposing, you know you're dealing with the real threat that has reared its head throughout history. It's called despotism, it's called oppression, it's called tyranny. And across the world, it's on the march. But for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction, to quote Sir Isaac Newton. And there is a response, a sleeping giant of free humanity that is awakening and beginning to move against the tyranny. The future, the destiny of civilization and freedom is in your hands. Alex Jones signing off for InfoWars.com. Now back to David Knight and the worldwide radio transmission on this Friday edition. We'll be back this Sunday live as well with more live reports and special commentary.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. Members can share their passcodes with up to 11 other people, and your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.